Southwark News, Thursday, 20th November 2014. Crisis applications have trebled as benefit sanctions hit local families. Welfare cuts and benefit sanctions, where people have their payments stopped temporarily, have led to a trebling of applications to an emergency fund for people in crisis, according to the council. Southwark's emergency support scheme received over 4,000 referrals this year, three times as many as last year, with 50% coming from the job centre. Many of these families have been forced into crisis by benefit sanctions, and now the Lib Dems and Tories in government are cutting funding for the much-needed support the council gives these desperate families, said Councillor Fiona Colley, Southwark's Cabinet Member for Finance, Strategy and Performance. A separate hardship fund to support the most vulnerable residents in the borough experiencing severe financial hardship has also had over 1,000 applications since April last year. Sally Causer from Peckham's Citizens Advice Bureau said, "Job centre sanctions cause serious problems for many of our clients, particularly those with young families. If a parent's benefit is reduced, it has to impact on their children. Of course, we support moves to help people into work, but we often see people sanctioned unreasonably or because of a mistake by the job centre, like people being sanctioned for not attending an appointment that they hadn't been told about," she added. A spokesperson for the Department of Work and Pensions said, "Every day, Job Centre Plus advisers are working hard to help people into jobs. Unemployment is falling, and a record number of people are in work. There are no targets for sanctions. They are only used as a last resort for a tiny minority who don't follow the rules, and hardship payments are available if people need them."